Ukraine's long counteroffensive for Kherson grinds on. But despite Russia's recent order to evacuate civilians and reports of some military drawback, the message from Ukraine is that the Russians are digging in for a fight.
They're changing positions. Our intelligence confirmed that they have been reinforced by very many recruits, that they are strengthening their flanks. They dig up trenches because they fear our air force, fear our artillery and soldiers.
Destroyed Russian armor tells the tale of Ukrainian gains. The Russian general in charge of this war recently talked of difficult decisions having to be made around Kherson, attracting speculation that Ukraine might soon retake it in time for winter. But Ukraine is now talking about Russian reinforcements and obstacles to progress.
The situation on the front line itself is very tense. The enemy has dug itself in, and at the moment, it seems they do not intend to leave. It is noticeable that they work to reinforce their dugouts, trenches, and fortifications.
Away from Ukraine, Russia's armed forces were carrying out exercises on Wednesday, simulating coordinated use of nuclear weapons, launched from land, sea, and air. The Russian military says it's in preparation for a response to an enemy attack. Russia's president making more unsubstantiated claims about a nuclear threat from Ukraine, including a radiological or dirty bomb.
They ignore the statements of the Kyiv regime about the desire to get nuclear weapons. After all, the Kyiv authorities said that openly. No, everyone is keeping quiet. There are also plans to use the so-called dirty bomb for provocations.
Russia's state media is amplifying such claims still further, saying that Ukraine intends to put a dirty bomb inside a fake Russian missile and detonate it over Chernobyl. At every turn, such accusations have been dismissed by Ukraine and its allies as absurd, dangerous, transparently false. Either escalatory Russian grandstanding or an indication that Russia itself intends to use such a device. But conventional weapons continue to do damage enough. Here in Dnipro, a petrol station set ablaze by a Russian strike. Emergency crews said two people, including a pregnant woman, were killed. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.